broadcasting life and truth around the world. You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The mission of CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast is to teach discernment and to defend the essential doctrines of the historic Christian faith. Each day, Hank answers questions with a passion for apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. For more information about CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. To begin today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Today, a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I host Ferris Abraham. I'm going to be talking about that in just a few moments and talking specifically to Ferris Abraham about Levant Ministries and what we can do to mobilize millennials at an epic time in human history. Do remember, this is a very special month in that we are making available to you all this month for your support of the ministry, a book titled Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians by Raymond Ibrahim. We'll have him on the air several more times this month, but this is one of those issues that we no longer can afford to ignore. First of all, I want people to pray, because while we are facing soft persecution in the West, in the cradle of Christianity, in the Levant, if you will, Christians are facing mass genocide. And is one persuaded that prayer is the slender nerve that moves the muscles of omnipotence, I'm asking people to pray. This is not a time to simply frolic around in a Christian Disney world. This is a time for Christians to stand for Christ no matter what the cost. So here's our challenge. It was captured poignantly by Dr. Karl Mueller when he said, "We would think of the American church as a napping church, and that it's time that we elbow the church, wake it, rouse it, so that it is willing to do something about the persecution that is taking place with respect to Christians all over the world." In my mind today, the picture I have is of a church in a diabetic coma, a church that has gorged itself on the sweets of affluence, of materialism, the idolatry of worshiping the materialistic world. And unfortunately, that diabetic coma is now life-threatening. We, as a church, are at the point of death. And I'm not even talking about the church in the Middle East. We are the ones who can no longer rouse ourselves to even pray for an hour on behalf of the things that God would have us pray for. So all this month, we're asking people to continue to stand firm in supporting the work of the Christian Research Institute all over the world. And as resources allow, please consider going above and beyond the call of duty. And please remember, I'm not asking you to give to CRI, but through CRI to help awaken, equip, and encourage fellow believers to stand resolutely against the growing tide of persecution, both soft and hard, that is taking place with respect to Christians at home and abroad. Again, available for your support all this month, Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. Today's broadcast, as mentioned, a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I host Ferris Abraham. He is the leader of a very significant ministry, a ministry that we support. It's called Levant Ministries. And I've had the predecessor of Ferris Abraham on the broadcast. He is a man that took my book, The Apocalypse Code. He translated it into Arabic, and that book had an incredible impact on opening the Muslim mind to the true gospel, not a caricature of the gospel, but the true gospel. And Ferris has followed Jad Bolus, who was the founder of Levant Ministries, as a worthy successor who has a real passion for mobilizing millennials, waking up millennials who are cause-oriented to really make a difference, to connect, to grow, and to go. We'll be talking about that in just a few moments. Ferris, it's good to have you on the broadcast.
Thank you, Hank. I'm always delighted to see you, and thank you so much for hosting me. Your ministry have been such an inspiration to me, and your dedication to truth and to the biblical truth is inspiration to all millennials. So thank you so much for hosting me.
Well, you're a lot younger than I am, but we spent a good amount of time in Bethlehem, in the West Bank.
Yes.
I got to meet your family and go to the home you grew up in. You speak fluent Arabic, of course, and you know the Muslim culture. You know the circumstances in the Levant like almost no one else in the world. Talk about Levant Ministries and the strategic importance of that area of the world.
I was very privileged to be born in that part of the world, and it's so-called Jesus' backyard, so to speak. But I never met the Lord there until I came to the United States. And I owe it to this great country that I was introduced personally to the Savior and had a relationship with God here in the U.S. But that part of the world is so desperate to hear the gospel again. The gospel was born in the Levant, and it's our mission as Levant Ministry to bring it back to the Levant. Right now, Christians are immigrating. They're being forced even out of their homes. They're losing everything in the Middle East. And we feel a sense of urgency to stand alongside them, to support them, to pray for them, and to encourage what God is doing among the Arabic-speaking communities across the world. We have hundreds of millions of Arab speakers all over the world that are so hungry to hear a word of hope, to hear a word of life, and we have a life-giving Savior who can transform their lives, bring them back to a relationship with God the Father. And that's what Levant Ministry is all about. We are on a mission to share the gospel with every Arabic speaker in the world. But we also have our second fold of the mission, if you will, is to prepare the next generation of Christ-centered leaders. We in the world we live in today, as you mentioned in your introduction, the church is in diabetic coma, and what's going to revive it is true believers in Jesus Christ who are willing to step up and step out. Sometimes it requires us to step out of the boat, just like the disciples. They step out of the comfort zone, out of Jerusalem. They went to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the world. So at Levant Ministries, we are called by God to share the gospel and equip the next generation that is coming right behind us. There's so many people that have sowed into the ministry, and we have the word of God as a result of their faithfulness and their commitment. And today we stand on their shoulders, carrying the baton, carrying the torch, and continuing what God has started in Jerusalem in the day of the Pentecost. So we have an obligation we are commissioned from God to carry this message of hope across the world.
One of the things a lot of people are probably struggling with as we're carrying on this conversation is the word Levant. Many people simply not familiar with what that word means. But we're really talking about an area of land from Anatolia down to Egypt and the western rib of the Fertile Crescent and the cradle of Christianity.
Absolutely. Today we refer to the Levant as the country of Egypt. It goes to Palestine, Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, some part of Turkey. So that area is what we call it, the Fertile Crescent, is where God, chose as the center of his plan, to make it the center of his plan. Jesus was born in the Levant. The gospel was born in the Levant. Jesus died in the Levant, and God cares so much about the Levant. So that area of the world, God's calling us to minister to bring healing and to bring hope to the people of the Levant.
And it's also sort of the epicenter of everything when you think about the fact that right now there is, for the first time since the abolishment of the caliphate in 1924 by Mustafa Kemal Ataturk,
yes,
you have the abolishment of the caliphate, and now you have the reinstitution of the caliphate in the Levant. And the idea is that this caliphate is going to take the House of Islam and make everything part of the House of Islam. So this is the time in which we need to reach Muslims, because the only force, and you and I have talked about this many times, the only force powerful enough to stop the rapid advance of Islam is the gospel.
Absolutely. I want the church to see that that part of the world is fertile land for the gospel. It's not that something that we hear about on news and we hear everything bad coming out of that region, but God is doing something special in the hearts and minds of people in the Levant, in the entire Arab world. And we have an opportunity at this time in our lifetime, in the 21st century, where we can go to people's bedrooms through our airwaves and through media and through the television, and even sending people to work. And we have also indigenous ministries that are thriving through, you know, in the midst of all this horrific persecution that we see. We see so many brothers and sisters just holding steadfast, and they're not letting go. And they're, well, we just called to support them, love them. Let the church here in the West, here in America, in Canada, in North America, and across the world, see that God is doing something special. And we can't look at darkness, just like you and I talked so many times. We can't look at darkness and what all the bad things that are happening and curse it and walk away from it. Instead, as the church, we should intentionally decide to plant a light in the midst of that darkness. And it's an intentional decision. It's not going to happen by coincidence. We have to intentionally be on mission for God and bring light to that darkness.
I want you to talk for just a few moments, and we'll talk about this a little later on in the broadcast as well, about this next-gen conference that's taking place in California. How people can participate in this conference, the significance of this conference.
Yes, we're calling every person, man, woman, from who are in their 20s or are in their 30s. We want to identify them as the next generation of church leaders. They're the ones who are going to carry the baton and carry the torch to bring transformation to the Middle East. So we're calling every person who's drawn, who's called to that part of the world to come to the conference in Costa Mesa, California at the Hilton Hotel from October 6th to the 9th, to participate, to hear about what God is doing in the Middle East, to find a mission opportunity there, to find an opportunity where they can be involved in the work of the kingdom in the Middle East. So we're calling all believers, all emerging leaders, the next generation of Timothys and Timothettes, if you will, to come and join the conference, hear about the amazing work. And we're very optimistic because God is doing great things in the Middle East, and we want to be a part of it.
And that conference, October 6th through the 9th, 2016, so it's coming up in just about a month.
Yes, and people can go to the website nextgenconference.org, nextgenconference.org, to get more information and to register online. We just would like to extend an invitation to all those who have a heart for the Middle East and for what God is doing there.
There are going to be some amazing speakers there. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. I have an opportunity to speak there as well, and I am committed to this ministry. I'm committed to what's going on in the Levant. In fact, earlier on this year, Ferris and I were in the Levant. We were in the West Bank in Bethlehem. I gave a message there That message is part of a special edition of the Christian Research Journal. It was a biblical response to Christian Zionism. If you want a copy of that message, we have that, as I said, in a special edition of the Christian Research Journal that you can find on the web at equip.org. Do remember, once again, the resource of the month, Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New World War on Christians. It's by Rabin Ibrahim and is available for those who support the ministry. You can check it out on the web at equip.org or simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. If you have not yet subscribed to the Christian Research Journal, a brand new edition out, again, you can subscribe in a safe, secure fashion on the web, equip.org, and I'll be right back with more of Ferris Abraham, so please don't touch that dial.
Raymond Ibrahim, author of Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians, writes, "Christian persecution is perhaps the most obvious example of a phenomenon the mainstream media wants to ignore out of existence, Islamic supremacy. Vastly outnumbered and politically marginalized, Christians in the Islamic world simply wish to worship in peace, and yet they are still hounded and attacked. Their churches are burned and destroyed. Their children are kidnapped, raped, and enslaved. It's time to wake up." Read Crucified Again by Rayman Ibrahim. To receive your copy as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or go online at equip.org. Stay with us. Hank will be back right after this. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Did you know that of the top 50 countries documented for their persecution of Christians, 42 either are Muslim-majority nations or have a sizable Muslim population? Compounding this problem is that Christians in the United States are kept ignorant of these facts through academic whitewashing, media revisions of history, and so-called politically correct government policies. To give you the facts straight, the Christian Research Institute is offering John L. Allen Jr.'s The Global War on Christians, Dispatches from the Front Lines of Anti-Christian Persecution, and Rayman Ibrahim's Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive either The Global War on Christians or Crucified Again as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI or visit us at www.equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. In his book, Global War on Christians, Dispatches from the Front Lines of Anti-Christian Persecution, John L. Allen shows that Christian persecution in the United States and Europe is not about a metaphorical war on religion, fought on symbolic terrain such as whether it's okay to erect a nativity set on the courthouse steps, but a rising tide of legal oppression, social harassment, and direct physical violence. Read The Global War on Christians. To receive your copy as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or go online at equip.org. Let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and right back to a conversation with Ferris Abraham. He is the head of Levant Ministries, a strategic ministry at a strategic time in human history. Before we went to break, we started talking about the Next Gen conference taking place in Costa Mesa, California, October 6th through the 9th. That's coming up in just about a month. And I mentioned that you're going to talk about some of the speakers. I mean, you have a tremendous lineup of speakers there to give us some kind of a sense of what a millennial moment could look like in terms of mobilizing people so that they connect, so that they grow, and so that they end up not just, well, sitting on their information or sitting on a vision, but forwarding that vision such that there is a change that is made in a strategic point in human history.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have an amazing lineup of speakers, such as Pastor Chip Ingram. He's the senior pastor of Venture Christian Church, very dear friend of ours at Levant Ministry and very supportive of our ministry. And he's also the teaching pastor of Living on the Edge. And Pastor Chip Ingram will be there. You're going to give us amazing sessions. I'm so excited to hear you at the conference. And we have also Johnny Moore there. He's the CEO of the Kairos Company, an advocacy company that acts on behalf of persecuted Christians. President Jack Serra from Bethlehem is coming from the West Bank. He's the president of Bethlehem Bible College. We have also Pastor Sami Hanna, who is an assistant pastor and associate pastor of Kasra Dubara Church in Cairo, Egypt, which is the largest evangelical church in the entire Middle East. It's attended amazing by over 8,000 people attend the services every week in Cairo. So he'll be with us sharing about what God is doing in Egypt and beyond. And we have just amazing breakout sessions, discussion panels. We're going to hear from pastors, from missionaries, from marketplace leaders. So we're doing everything we can so we can have a variety of topics, talk about all the missing elements of the Great Commission. We have an unfinished task in the Middle East, and we have so many missing elements in the Great Commission. And I believe that our speakers in the conference are going to enrich it. They're going to tackle these issues. And at the end of the day, us millennials, people who are so passionate about a cause, they're going to see that this conference is the starting point. We're not seeing at this conference, this great gathering, as the end result. It's a starting point for fruitful mission work in the Middle East. So we want to connect them together. That's the mission of the conference, connecting leaders together, growing them with amazing resources and access to great speakers and ministers of God, and then providing tangible ministry work, whether through their local church. We want to support actually their local church in ongoing training with our resources. We want to provide mission trips. We have amazing mission trips coming up, so we want to encourage those people attending the conference to sign up and to go with us to Europe, to the Middle East, across the world, to share the good news of the gospel. So this conference is going to be a turning point, and we have seen amazing results from our last gathering last year, which took place in Baltimore. And we're expecting amazing, amazing things that God's going to do this year in California.
I'm going to do a live, as it were, Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Absolutely.
While we're there.
Yes. I mean, we absolutely. The Bible Answer Man is going to be there, and he's going to be answering questions. 4 p.m. on Saturday is scheduled for your session. It's going to be a special edition. People are going to love it. And we're going to have also some resources from CRI, and hopefully you'll do some book signing for us. And we're just excited. And on Saturday night, we have the last night of the conference where you're going to give a keynote message, just kind of wrapping up what we talked about. And if you can share with us some highlights of your input, Hank, what you're going to talk about and what's your message for millennials?
Well, I think that this is really a strategic moment, not just in Western history, but in world history. And I've talked about this on the Bible Answer Man broadcast before. There are epic moments that change history. And so often we forget that those epic moments start with people. You think about the Apostle Paul. He is stopped by the Spirit of Jesus. The biblical text tells us, Dr. Luke is writing in Acts, he's stopped from going at that time in human history to Asia, because God has a different plan, and God sends him a Macedonian vision. And he sees a man in the vision calling him to come to the Macedonian territories. And then we're told that he boards a ship the next day and does that very thing. He meets Lydia.
Yes.
And just a few months ago, I was actually in the very stream in which she was baptized. He meets Lydia, and Lydia becomes a believer, the first believer in the greatest civilization in the history of the world.
Yes.
It's not the Mayan civilization. It's not the Ming Dynasty. It's not the Assyrians. It's not the Babylonians. It's not the Egyptians. Western civilization became the greatest civilization in the history of the world. So this was an epic moment that happened at a point in history. And I think we're at one of those epic moments at a point in history. And so we're going to be talking about how we can not just, as you said earlier, curse the darkness, but build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. How we can connect, grow, and then go.
Yes.
Those three words are going to be extraordinarily important. But there's something else I want to talk about, and that is oftentimes, Ferris, when you go to a conference like this, it is not really the speakers, whether it's myself or Chip Ingram or yourself or someone else, it's not really the speakers that make the difference. What really makes the difference is what happens between the sessions.
Yes.
Because when I was in Bethlehem in the West Bank with you, I think it was March, mm-hmm. and I gave a message there, I met rabbis and I met muftis and I met Muslims and Jews and Christians from all over the world. And it was those, well, what we would call in a secular sense, chance encounters that were really transformational. And that's what's going to happen at this conference as well.
Absolutely. It's the big gathering that's going to connect us together. It's the partnerships that we're going to build. It's the friendship, what I call lasting and meaningful relationships with like-minded people coming together from all walks of life. We're going to have students, we're going to have doctors, we're going to have businessmen, we're going to have ordinary people, but they're coming and united in vision that they want to see transformed culture, they want to see transformed communities, we want them to go back to their churches on fire. We want them to contribute to what God is doing in their local church, because it's so important for us millennials to understand this concept that the church is the primary vehicle through which God does his work in this world. And we want to be able to build healthy churches, be a part of a good missional churches, but also what we lack in our generation, Hank, is local leaders with global perspective. This is the problem that we need to tackle in our generation. We don't want to become too localized that the rest of the world doesn't get to hear the message. This is what Jesus did with the disciple. He took them from all walks of life, and their minds were just centered around Jerusalem, building the kingdom in Jerusalem. But Jesus told them that you're going to receive power in Jerusalem. You're going to be empowered, equipped. You're going to be transformed in Jerusalem. And you're going to go to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And I believe this is what God is calling every next gen leader in our churches to do, to be a local leader with a global perspective.
I want to talk about a little dirty secret in the church. You're a Palestinian.
Yes.
You were born in Palestine. And there are many, many Christians, unfortunately, that have a view of Palestinians as though the farthest thing in the world could be that a Palestinian could love the Lord, that a Palestinian could be a change agent, and yet Palestinians are a critical network of believers that are needed at this point in history because their culture is a culture that understands a culture that needs to be changed.
Yes, absolutely. We need to unite around the gospel. When I look at people from different backgrounds and different cultures and different just ethnicity, I don't look at them from that lens. I look at them from God's perspective and how God views humanity. God so loved the world. As simple as this verse is, as powerful as it is, as you know, we learned it in Sunday schools. We learned it growing up. For God so loved the world. And here in the West, we tend to look at people from a political standpoint, not looking at, you know, the churches in the Middle East as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are united in the body of Christ, and He is the head. And it's time for the church in the West to stand up and look at every ethnicity from a biblical point of view and valuing people on God's heart. What's on God's heart, and how God cares for every single Palestinian, or whether it's a former Muslim who accept Christ. How much do we have tolerance for that, and how much we can accept those new converts who are coming to Christ on daily basis, and how can we integrate them in our churches? And you know, you go to so many different countries in the Arab world, and you hear Pastor Muhammad. That's something unheard of here. Pastor Ali, Pastor Ahmed, we need to encourage the church here in the West to see the urgent and unmet need that God wants everyone to be saved and to come to a personal relationship with Him.
One of the tragedies that we are facing, I talked about earlier, the mass genocide that's taking place in the cradle of Christianity. You look at places like Mosul, where the churches are completely empty, no Christians left. Places like Aleppo, places all over the Middle East that have faced the eradication of Christianity. Many Muslim countries that used to have thriving communities of Christians, 20%, 25% of the population Christian, now the Christian population has been reduced to 1% or 2%. Gaza, a classic case in point. Almost no Christians left, and the Christians that are left are in seriously difficult times. So if there's ever a time to pray for the cradle of Christianity and to mobilize ourselves to really make a difference while there's yet time, this is that time. One of the reasons that we're promoting Crucified Again, exposing Islam's new war on Christians, this is particularly true in the Middle East. That book available, it's an absolutely fascinating read, informative, available for your support. Check it out on the web at equip.org, and we'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
The Global War on Christians, Dispatches from the Front Lines of Anti-Christian Persecution by John L. Allen, reveals the way two-thirds of the more than 2 billion Christians live outside the West, often as a beleaguered ministry up against a hostile majority. Whether it's Islamic fundamentalism in the Middle East and parts of Africa and Asia, Hindu radicalism in India, or state-imposed atheism in China and North Korea. It's time to find out what you can do. Read The Global War on Christians. Receive your copy as our thanks when you call 888-7000-CRI and make a donation to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or simply go online at equip.org. Hank will be back after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Christians in the Islamic world are vastly outnumbered and politically subjugated under the Islamic way. In Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians, Raymond Ibrahim poignantly states one urgent reason why the West in its entirety, Christians and non-Christians, liberals and conservatives, deists and atheists, should take note of and respond to Muslim persecution of Christians. It is a reflection of what Islam has in store for them. Ibrahim explains that if the mainstream media were to report honestly on the persecution of Christians under Islam, the obvious implications that Islam is dangerously hostile to all non-Muslims would be inescapable. Read Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive your copy as our thanks, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Christians in the Islamic world are vastly outnumbered and politically marginalized. They are subjugated under the Islamic way. Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians by Raymond Ibrahim poignantly states one urgent reason why the West, in its entirety, Christians and non-Christians, liberals and conservatives, deists and atheists, should take note of and respond to Muslim persecution of Christians. It is a reflection of what Islam has in store for them. Read Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive your copy as our thanks, call 888-7000-CRI and make a donation to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And a quick reminder that when you join CRI's monthly support team, you commit to supporting the Christian Research Institute and its outreach ministries around the world with your ongoing support and appreciation. Be pleased to send you a personalized copy of any one of my books, personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. It's as easy as going to equip.org/donate, equip.org/donate. Also, you can download CRI's Equip app by going to equip.org/app. You can listen to the broadcast live on the smartphone. You can listen to archived broadcasts. You can read articles in the Christian Research Journal. You can give in a safe, secure fashion. Again, if you haven't done so, download our app at equip.org/app. Talking today to Ferris Abraham. He's the founder and president of Levant Ministries, a ministry that we support at the Christian Research Institute, a ministry that's making a difference in the strategic area in the world. If you think about the epicenter, ground zero of the war in terms of clash of civilizations, we're talking about the Levant. We're talking about all of the countries on the east coast of the Mediterranean from Anatolia or from Turkey all the way down to Egypt, and including some of those areas as well, because we're not just talking about the Levant, we're talking about the greater Levant. Again, the reason we are featuring Ferris Abraham on the broadcast today is to feature the Next Gen Generation, as it were, conference taking place October 6th through the 9th, less than a month away. Ferris, one more highlight on the conference, and then I've got some important questions to ask you in terms of changed lives.
Absolutely. I had the opportunity of visiting a church. I was speaking at a church in Texas, and I met this young man who have been brought up to church by a friend who listened to the radio ad, and he learned about the event. He came to church. This young man named Ali, the first person greeted him in the church was myself, and I was preparing for the message, and I learned about his story quickly, and he lost both his parents. His father and his mother were in the shopping were in the shopping center in Baghdad, and a car blew up and killed both of his parents. He was 18 at the time. He managed to flee the country, went to Turkey, waited for 3 years, and then he came to Texas. And when I saw him, I saw hopelessness, and he had fear in his eye. He did not speak a word of English. I communicated with him in Arabic, of course. But when I went up to the pulpit, I welcomed him publicly, and I shared, a verse came to my mind, and I want to share it with our listeners today. It's from Job chapter 29, verse 12, and it says from the NIV, "Because I rescued the poor who cried for help and the fatherless who had none to assist him." And when I shared that verse with the congregation and I looked at Ali right in the eye, I told him, "You lost your dad, you lost your mom, but you're going to have a huge family here in Texas in this Arabic church. You're going to find love. You're going to find..." He had no siblings, but you're going to have brothers and sisters who are going to love you and empower you and assist you and be there for you, because our Father in heaven cares so much for you. And when I shared those just 2-3 minutes from the pulpit, he started weeping. And just God, I just felt the presence of God coming down from heaven and touching Ali's lives, touching his heart, letting him forget and forgive about the horrible things that he went through in Iraq. And we have so many stories like Ali who have suffered so much. Ali happened not to be from a Christian background, but he also suffered at the hands of the terrorists, a horrible tragedy of losing everything in Iraq. But he found Almighty God, and Almighty God found him. And that's for him was transformational. I'm hoping that he will join us in Next Gen Conference in California. I'm going to do everything I can to bring him so he can meet Ali in California.
Talk about what's going on in Gaza.
Well, there's a lot going on in Gaza. My wife was born and raised in Gaza. She went to a Christian school in Gaza. She was part of the Gaza Baptist Church. Some people don't realize that even a Baptist church exists in Gaza. She was very much involved in church life. Her parents are still there, true witnesses for the Lord in Gaza Strip. Back in 2007, a fanatic group kidnapped Rami Ayad and killed him for his faith, because he was so publicly sharing his faith, and he was a bold disciple of Jesus, trying to share the gospel with every person. They gave him death threats after a death threat after a death threat. But he insisted that the message of the gospel has to be furthered. And they grabbed him. They killed him. The church went into a very desperate situation. And today, according to statistics, we have only about 1,500 Christians that remain in Gaza. Gaza is the most populated city in the entire world, population of 100.8 million people living in that small piece of property. So, but God is doing something, and God has not forgotten about those people who are crying out day in and day out. And unlike, you know, similar to Gaza, we have so many different cities across the Middle East, across the Levant, who are in desperate need of our prayers, our support, our encouragement. And here in the West, we are going to do everything we can to send the best of the best, the next generation, because we have a biblical mandate to send the next generation of leaders to change the world for Christ. Just like, I mean, you look at Paul's relationship with Timothy. Paul was in a Roman prison cell when he wrote 2 Timothy. Last words of his instructions to young man. He empowered this man to continue the journey, to carry the message of hope and love of Jesus to the entire world. And as believers, as a church, as followers of Jesus, we are commanded by this biblical mandate to pass the baton to the next generation and empower them to reach the world for Christ. It's not an option for the church. It's not an extra ministry in the church's agenda. It's a biblical mandate that the church has to rise up to.
There's a book by Sebastian Gorka. I thought it was a very good book. I read it. I forget the title exactly. I think it was ISIS, The Winnable War. But the tagline was The Winnable War. And as I read the book, the one thing that I felt was missing is that he had a strategy for defeating ISIS. But when I looked at the strategy, I thought that's a strategy that will help, but it's not the ultimate strategy. The ultimate strategy has to be the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the only force powerful enough to thwart the clash of civilization and to once again cause the Christian church to be the change agent it was, very much like it was in the first century.
Absolutely. And people have to be excited about it. People of God has to put their faith and trust back into that mission, because that's the very reason that we still exist today. The church still exists because we have forefathers who hold very tight to this message, and they believed in it, and they passed it to the next generation. They empower the next generation, because that's what's going to transform hearts and transform minds will lead to peace and prosperity.
And Muslims are desperate for the gospel.
Absolutely. And more than ever before, there's a huge vacuum. They have seen the wrongdoings of other extreme groups, and they have seen the tragedies and the barbaric attacks of so many of these, you know, so-called Islamic State. They're looking for an alternative. Is the church ready to step up and fill that vacuum? So I want to encourage everybody listening to us today to take a step of faith, step out of the boat, experience God in an amazing way, and following Christ is going to cost us something. So we would love to have them at the conference so they can learn more about this, so they can be inspired, motivated, equipped. And the beautiful things about it, Tank, is that we get to do this together. We don't have to do it alone. And there is a place for them at the conference. Sign up today at nextgenconference.org, nextgenconference.org. They can get all the information they need. And you're going to be there. Pastor Chip Ingram will be there. Jack Sarah from the Holy Land will be there. Pastor Sameh Hanna from Cairo, Egypt, and a lot more great speakers, world-class speakers, who are going to give us a perspective about the advancement of the kingdom of God, where we are today, and as millennials, as the next generation, what can we do to support and help that?
We only have about a minute left before we have to wrap up the show. Three words that are very significant to you. I've mentioned them several times on the broadcast. They bear some elaboration. Connect, grow, go.
Yes. We want to be able to connect leaders together. This conference, it provides a platform. That's all what it does. It's a venue that people with like-minded people come together with the same heart, the same vision. They want to see transformation of the Arab world, and they want to see transformed lives, and they want to see thriving churches. We want to be able to connect them together, provide that platform. Second, we want to have them grow and help them be equipped and ready for the work ahead, because it's not going to be easy. You know, our vision of a next-gen leader is a leader who is connected to a community of like-minded, a leader who is grown, who's mature enough to understand the roots and the work of God, and a leader that is willing to go. So connect, grow, and go. We want people to be ready to respond to the gospel and be on mission for God, whether in their domains, in their workplace, in their communities, in their schools, at their jobs, or whether it's in the field, risking their lives. I have so many people on our team risking their lives every single day to deliver the message and to show people Christ's love embodied and intangible in a very tangible way through the work that they do every single day in the Middle East. So come to the conference, get connected with this community, get inspired by amazing resources, and have a plan to go on mission with us, to be involved and connected to what God is doing in the Middle East. Again, the website is nextgenconference.org. We'd love to have you there.
And tomorrow we'll be taking your calls live again right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Whatever your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK. Again, starting tomorrow, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. The conference, once again, it's called Next Gen Conference. Takes place October 6th through the 9th in Orange County, California, Costa Mesa. And love to see our Southern California friends there. Haven't been there for a while speaking, so look forward to seeing many of our friends down there. All of that taking place 6th through the 9th. Check it out on the web at equip.org for further information, and we'll see you tomorrow with more of the show.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you'd like more information about the Christian Research Institute or to order resources, just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or visit equip.org, where you can listen live or download archived broadcasts. Again, that's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Did you know that of the top 50 countries documented for their persecution of Christians, 42 either are Muslim-majority nations or have a sizable Muslim population? Compounding this problem is that Christians in the United States are kept ignorant of these facts through academic whitewashing, media revisions of history, and so-called politically correct government policies. To give you the facts straight, the Christian Research Institute is offering John L. Allen Jr.'s The Global War on Christians, Dispatches from the Front Lines of Anti-Christian Persecution, and Raymond Ibrahim's Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive either The Global War on Christians or Crucified Again as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI or visit us at www.equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.